Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiver. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock takes. Gonna put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hardman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
Hate
me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. Woo! How we doing this Sunday morning, boys? We doing all right? We doing good?
Man, suitcase full of hundreds, bro.
Go-Go Gadget radio station?
Absolutely. Do you know who Inspector Gadget is?
Yes, I know who Inspector Gadget is.
That is the best shirt.
Come on.
Thank you, man. And I'm loving the Blazers PDX carpet. Looking there. They're still Mariner colors, but I mean,
damn right.
You showed your variety today.
Hey, it's the last day of the season. It's a merciful end for Portland Trail Blazers fans. Scoot's been playing well. Last couple of games, I might have to eat a little crow after that.
I'm sure you're not happy about that.
You know what?
God forbid the Blazers' number 3 overall pick actually does something good. Damn it!
Actually plays like Brandon Miller's been playing for the Charlotte Hornets all season.
Jordan's like, damn, this does not help my take here.
Brandon Miller's really good, but we'll talk about the Blazers at some point. But I have to say this, and I'm not sure if you guys ever really noticed it when watching the Blazers. We don't play well in other jerseys
at all.
No, but there's that.
In other jerseys.
When we wore the PDX jerseys, we didn't play extremely well in those. When we wore the jerseys that were created for the play-in, like the plaid kind of print on the Portland or the PDX sign, we didn't play incredibly well in those. Like, when we kind of start...
I want to say those poopy brown Oregon jerseys that we had. That was... was that the 2020 season?
That was... long enough to forget.
I think Melo was here with those.
Yeah. Those. I have a Melo jersey, by the way. I was debating on wearing that or just like Blazers jacket status today. Kind of a random one that in 20 years I'll probably look back on and laugh, but still wear. But that brown jersey, wasn't that like a Native American tribute or something like that?
I think it was just like an Oregon tribute. They put like the...
It was very stupid.
The orange, red, and blue that was on it was like dedication to the painted Ted Hills out there and John Day. And it also had, like, I think the topographic lines on it for, like, a topographic map for, like, elevation change.
Why is it brown? And, why is it brown?
And the and the logo was cursive on the front. Like, why is like it brown? I said, it was so weird.
Poopy brown.
Didn't like that
Poopy
one.
Brown for the Blazers.
We got some great jerseys, but some really bad ones, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've never gone classic throwback 90s. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do
just
that.
Just give me a straight-up Blazers 98-99, like, throwback jersey for a game or two.
I want the Blazers one where it's Blazers vertically. Like going down.
Yeah.
The 70s, 77. Yeah, yeah, that was the championship season.
That's what I want to see.
They made
They've
those
done that
again.
A couple times.
Like, you know, I had a Rasheed Wallace one, you know, that went down like that. Like, was pretty dope. I was thinking about this, and I know you're about to say something, Joe. Forgive me. But if you, like, made a collection.
I don't forgive you.
Of, well, please, man.
All right, fine.
If you made, like, a. If you start talking about all the guys that played for the Blazers, like, it's a pretty dope-ass roster of people that have come through and played for this team. You know, sans some of the people we've had recently.
I was going to say right now?
Yeah, but, like, Rod Strickland played for the Blazers at a point.
Twice.
It was cold, you know what I mean? Like, Derek Anderson, you know, played for the Blazers and was really good here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
these are our two that we're going for.
Why are you laughing? Saying, DA was saying, one of my favorite Blazers
Rasheed
as a kid.
Wallace,
yeah, don't know if Derek Anderson
here.
Was leading the Blazers to a lot of playoff
they
victories.
They were playing well with Derek Anderson. Yeah.
In his first season when he started, he was scoring a lot of points for them. So shut up,
well,
Joe.
Delano Banton scores a lot of points for the Blazers
Banton is good, man. Delano Banton, I'm telling you.
Somebody's got to score 30.
Listen, you don't just get buckets. Even if you're on a trash team, you don't just get buckets like that every night. You're not cold. Like, Steph was getting blown out the water his first couple years in Golden State before he really got a chance to let loose. Like, what if, you never know, what if Banton is what you were looking for? What if he's Jalen Brunson? Nobody saw that coming in Dallas.
I bet you Delano Banton has a two-way contract in the net in two seasons.
If the Blazers drafted Jalen Brunson, he would have turned into his daddy, Rick Brunson, who played for the Blazers as well, by the way.
This is way too much Blazers talk to start a Sports Sunday. And plus, we have plenty of time for that in the second hour, actually.
But one quick little, to give you a
quick. But here's more.
No, just a fun note. Damian Lillard, Brandon Roy, Bill Walton have all worn that Blazers jersey that you talk of, Joe.
The one with the font down the side.
Yes, yeah, so that is probably like peak. Like, it's funny that Rashad mentions all the great names. That is one of the jerseys that you could probably find on eBay with like all the great names. So it's pretty fun.
Dope.
Good pick.
Second hour, we're going to actually have Brandon Sprague on to tie a bow on this Blazers season. I tried to get Mike Richman of Locked On Blazers. And he has his own podcast. He does a great job. I asked Sprague for his number, and when I asked for it, Sprague said, "Why?" I'm like, what do you think? Like, I want to go have lunch with the guy? Like, no, I want him on the show. And then there was a long pause between text messages from when he asked that to when he gave me the number. I bet you he texted Mike. He said, "Hey, you're going to get a text from this guy, Joe Fisher. Just say that you can't.
Just say
that
you're
you
busy.
Can't do the show,
I'm booked,
all right?
Bud.
He's going to hit on you, okay? Yeah, just so you know.
Just don't. Do the show, all right? So I got Sprague instead. But I feel like there was a moment yesterday where I had to bring up, because I was at the Portland Timbers match and saw a couple people there, a friend of mine, but there was one person from the fan that I saw. And I was in a section that was like right near one of the tunnels to go into the concourse, the concessions area. So there was a bunch of people walking back and forth and by me. And who do I see? I see one, Jason Swigard.
Yeah!
All right, Swag.
Yeah, I see him walking by, and I just let out a, Swigard! And he gives me a quick turn, how you doing? And then starts and just keeps walking, and then walks into the tunnel. And I was like, I think Swigard just big-timed me.
That absolutely just big-timed you.
I think he just heard his name.
And was like, hey.
And assumed it was just a listener
fan.
Or someone that
Some
knows of
fan.
Him from his Portland Pilots fame.
We think
his Hillsboro Hops fame.
Here's the situation.
And yeah, he just, it was a quick, how you doing? And then he kept it moving. And then I was like,
maybe he really wants to get back to the game.
I'm like, okay. I think it was during the game. Like, it wasn't during halftime or anything like that. And he came back, two beers in hands. And I was like, hey, Swigart, how's it going? And he was like, oh, it's going great. And I'm like, well, I'd give you bones right now, but you're double-fisting beers right now, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
How we all doing today? He says to me and Joey and the girlfriend. And I'm like, hey, doing good, as long as we keep a lead, right? And then he goes about his merry way. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that he just gave me a Swigart big time.
Yeah, absolutely. He was really in a rush. Like, I want to get back. I don't want to miss any of the action, which is weird because soccer is a long game. So,
but there's no commercials.
And there's no commercials, right? And so, but still,
I will say,
long enough for me to be able to hang around, like, bro, what's hey, what's up?
He probably did it right though, because I went to the concessions and the restroom like right before halftime started. Absolute mess. Like, that was, dear God, just jam packed, shoulder to shoulder, ass to ass in the concourse trying to wait for some popcorn and beers. So he went, I think, with like 10 minutes left to go in the first half.
Well, he's an expert.
Yeah, and yeah, he was in and out, bam, bam, had two beers ready to go. But Swigart was there, and I feel a little offended. He gave me the quick, how you doing? And then just kept her moving.
You should say hurt Swigart. We should call
Hold
him.
On, everybody.
We should call him and tell him he's on the air and tell him to apologize.
And then Joey, he pointed out, he's like, does he have a customized jersey? And I look, and sure enough, he was wearing a customized Portland Timbers Swigart jersey. And I was saying to Joey and my girlfriend, I was like, all right, I think there's got to be like an age cutoff on customized jersey.
12? You know,
that's the second customized jersey from a middle-aged man I've seen in the last month. That one Swigart with the Portland Timbers. And then Jake the Hater has a customized PDX carpet jersey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, he does.
That says awesome. Jake the Hater on the back, which I'll give him somewhat credit for that, for the branding aspect of it. But still, a grown man wearing a customized jersey.
Well, at least it doesn't say his last name on there. Like, it's clearly like a tongue-in-cheek type thing. Like, that's my nickname, you know, Jake the Hater and everything. Shout out to my guy, Jake the Hater, too. You know what I'm saying?
You guys might have to replace me as your producer, then.
But, man, wait a minute. Jordan, how many Mariners jerseys do you have that say Schultz on the back of them? How many?
I have got like a 2000s Mariners jersey that says Schultz. I've got like an old Blazers red jersey. Remember when
we're going multiple here.
Yeah, remember the first time they came out the red jerseys in the 2000s?
Plural.
So how old were you when you got these?
The Mariners one, I was 18. The Blazers Passable. Red, I was 14.
Passable.
The green was a gift from so I got Mariners teal green, but it was like my first ever authentic Major League Baseball jersey. Right. Like not the replicas,
not the print, with the print on them.
No, this cost $300. It was still when they were made out of that majestic wool. So it's nice and thick. Feels good.
Right.
That Mariners teal. You're funny.
Bottle jacking right now.
Yeah.
Had to be immature, didn't you, Joe?
I don't know. That was the computer.
So
that was a gift from my dad at about 25.
Okay. Do you wear that one like two?
You've
Mariner
seen me
games?
Wear that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I've worn that one in the studio. I've worn it two Mariner games.
Okay.
I've worn it just out.
That one, because it was a gift from your dad, okay. Like again,
I didn't buy it myself.
Passable. Yeah, as long as you're not buying. And the other one, you're 18, you're 14, you're a kid. Like, that totally makes sense at that point. But once you're like 27, 28, like, there's no, no, honestly, I don't think you should be wearing men's jerseys.
Just jerseys at all.
Oh.
I feel like throwback jerseys, like a hardwood classic, a Mitchell and Ness.
Got to be somebody that
depending on what it is, like.
Like a Clyde the Glide. You know, like legit.
Passable.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got to be pretty.
But if you're wearing a Scoot jersey, like, what are you
you're
doing,
a little
bro?
Creep.
What are you doing?
Well, what about like family jerseys? Like, if you know, my wife and I, we want to do Mr. and Mrs. Schulte, you know, like, we got to go buy those ourselves, though. Or like, if we did those, like
a customized him and her jersey.
Yes. And then like with the kids.
I'm with
as
stupid.
Well.
It says on the back or something like that on the name.
If you're a Mariner fan that is as devoted as I am, that's what my wife
is. Is this
wear,
your wife's idea?
Yes. Then she was the one that said, I want
to
do this.
Then maybe. I think you have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You strike me as a matching PJs on Christmas type of guy.
Oh, is that damn
you?
Right.
Is that you?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I knew it.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
No, absolutely no.
Okay.
Sorry,
but I'm out on that as well.
Yeah, there's not a chance in hell you're getting me to take pictures with all of us wearing the same flannel pajamas.
Hey, it's comfy, babe.
All right. Hey, I threw up a poll question for the show today.
You did?
Yes, I did. I was curious what the people were going to be watching today. Was it a, are you watching the Masters, the final round of the Masters? Are you watching the final day of NBA action? All 30 teams are playing today to get the playoff seating filled in. And I also put other and touching grass as the fourth option, meaning you're not watching anything
you're
enjoying the day. You are gardening, golfing, just doing something where you aren't in front of a TV. Right now, final round at the Masters, running away with it, 50.8%. Second is touching grass, 23.1%. Third place is other, 20%. And the final day of the NBA season, 6.2%.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah. A lot of local upset fans there.
Yeah, I mean, no one really wants to watch Blazer basketball, number one. So that's, I assume that's who most teams or most people would be watching, you know, especially from this area, are the Blazers play. But yeah, at this point, no one, this has been a bit of a letdown of an NBA season.
Yeah,
it's, well, like,
we can get to this at some point because I do want to talk about the NBA playoff scenarios because there's still a lot to be decided. I want to say it's like 15 out of the 20 seeds are up for grabs today. But yeah, I kind of want to talk about that because I don't know if it's just a local Portland thing where our team sucks so bad that we don't care about the rest of the league, or if it's an NBA thing in general where the NBA is just kind of falling by the wayside when it comes to like they're a distant second now when it comes to the most popular sports in America. Like, it's football, and then NBA is kind of just starting to fall down the radar and starting to be on par with like MLB and NHL and golf and again, that's just kind of the vibes I get, but we can talk about it a little bit more. You can share your thoughts on the Vancouver Four text line, 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. All text to the fan or via the Vancouver Four text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Where I do want to start, though, I mean, Rashad, he was just texting me all night last night saying, Bud, we got to start with the Masters. We got to start with golf.
I don't know how we can start with anything else.
Yes, it is a final round at the Masters. And I think that you will be surprised about my feelings on the Masters in the game of golf right now. We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was starting my rant early. I couldn't even...
Yeah, I was like, man, we're not in an area, man. Chill. Wait.
I couldn't even wait to get to... The segment here.
Sometimes it happens like that. Like, during the break, we get all our good stuff out, then come back on air, and it's still pretty good, but...
Dude, I'm hot. I'm bothered.
But I think this will be...
Arr. You're passionate about this.
Yes.
Don't ever play that again.
What was the context of that, by the way?
Arr. We were talking about the, I want to say something that had to do with either lions or tigers.
I was going
to
say tigers. Yeah. That's kind
of
what that's
one of those. One of those two, you know what I'm saying? That's
lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh my, yeah. You know, we were talking something to do, you know, with that.
Well, this segment we could talk a little bit of tiger. But really, I wanted this to be an all-encompassing Masters segment because, quite honestly, like, this is the Masters. It's the greatest sporting event in the game of golf all year long. And I have just found myself more frustrated than anything. Yeah, this music will go well with me being pissed off. Because...
You have any rage against the machine back there?
I need you to do your rant like this, Joe. Yeah. Do it like this.
Because right now...
I'm kidding.
The only Masters that I can watch is Tiger Woods, which, yes, it is Tiger Woods, but he is literally dead last. He shot 10 over par yesterday for his worst round at the Masters ever, in 82. Mm. But what also just pissed me off, especially about yesterday, Thursday this happened as well, is... their selection of the coverage of what you can watch is so annoying and just pisses me off because let me give you Thursday, for example. The Masters is about to begin. They have the honorary starters out. I believe it was Tom Watson, Jack Nicklaus.
Gary Player
was out there. The honorary olds out there to hit off the first tee. And then what happens? All right, folks. There we go. We have our honorary starters, and the Masters is officially underway.
Old rich white guys looking awesome out there.
But we're actually not going to let you watch it for the first hour where there's no broadcast. So the actual golfers started, and you couldn't watch it for like another hour and an hour and a half.
Well, maybe they felt like they could kind of provide some more compelling.
Oh, yeah, more than... The golf, the actual golf that is being played.
Wait, like maybe. Nowhere on ESPN Plus? You could watch this?
There was nothing available for the first like hour and a half. Couldn't watch anything.
Except for Tiger?
No, on Thursday, nothing.
Oh, Thursday, nothing.
It was like, because there was a delay also. So I think it started at 7:30. There was no way to watch any Masters until like 8:30, 8:45, 9, something like that. And so I'm like, all right, cool. What a start. And then we get to the Masters yesterday, where this is moving day, the final round. You could not watch Masters coverage. If you have the Masters app or ESPN Plus, there's like featured groups and featured holes. Yesterday, the featured group that I had to watch was Rory McIlroy, and he was like 9 strokes off the lead. And then some other dude, Camilo Villegas, who had a popped-up collar. That was pissing me off the entire time, too. The collar itself. He did have some fresh low Jordan 1s, so okay. I will give him that. But I had to watch that for like 2.5 hours. And then the official broadcast started at noon. The leaders had already teed off. Like the leaders at the top of the Masters leaderboard on round 3, moving day, they were already like 2-3 holes into their round. And then they showed up. I had to find Scottie Scheffler. His first hole yesterday, he chipped in from 32 yards out. Pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah. That's,
that was impressive. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Didn't see it. I actually had to find out from the commentator who was following Rory's group. He's like, do you want me to tell you guys how Scotty just finished his first hole? And they're like, yeah, please do. He just chipped out from 32 yards out. I'm like, well, that would have been cool to see, like, live watching that. But I guess not. No. All right. Thanks, guys. And so... now, today, you got to wait until, I believe, 11 is when the coverage starts. So you will actually be able to see the leaders tee off today. Thank God, right? But this is what it's been like.
Maybe that's what they've been saving it for. It's just for Sunday is when you're going to get all the shebang.
Sunday at the Masters, you know, it's...
That's really the sacred day.
It is the main event. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But again, like as someone who wants to watch the Masters the entire tournament, like from beginning to end... the fact that they are so selective in how they choose, and I understand like golf has names, but when Rory McIlroy, and yeah, I know how big of a name he is 9-10 strokes off the lead, like doesn't have a chance yesterday, the way that he was golfing. I was just like, dude, I don't want to watch this. Like, can I show the guys that are actually have a chance that are climbing up the leaderboard. Another example, Colin Morikawa, who I believe is a stroke off the lead. He's right there at the top of the leaderboard. He birdied his first three holes yesterday. Didn't see any of them. And it, like, what are we
on
doing
on a Saturday with you're talking about like way less golfers right. available to cover, and they still don't
yes.
have that as a
yeah,
feature.
Dude. Yeah. It's just so frustrating. And then outside of the coverage of the Masters itself, the golfers, whenever I see the live golfers out there, like whatever, as far as their decision goes, you know, whatever. But it is frustrating because 2020, the game was in such a great spot. The we were heading into this like post-Tiger era, and the game was in a really good spot as far as talent goes, rivalries, personalities, and then it all got effed up because of this live stuff. And now a lot of these guys that are participating at the Masters, it just, whenever I see their face, I'm just like, dude, really? Like, you guys really had to make this decision and screw this all up. Like, really?
Man, because they were giving out a lot of money for LIV, man.
Like, trust me, I've said it in every walk of life. If someone were to offer you 10 times the amount that you've ever made in your whole career of work, your whole work career, just as like a signing bonus, yeah, we would all do it.
I'm done. Yeah, I got to go. So I understand that it kind of put a wrinkle in things, but still, I think you've got some amazing golfers out there. I'm looking at the leaderboard, and like you said, Tiger's dead last. You know, and that's how many great golfers. I think the media coverage is going to be on Tiger Woods. Like, I'm not surprised that they put Woods and Rahm together, and you know, as far as being having the camera follow around, arguably the greatest golfer of all time. You know, so that makes sense. Even if he is dead last, what they should be doing is flexing stuff out. Like, I've always hated if we're watching an NFL game, like, you know, and the score is 35-3, like. Bro, can we get another game?
We can kill
like,
this.
Yeah, we can kill it. Yeah, this game is over. Like, but there's a game that's not televised on CBS, on Fox, on, you know, on whatever. Man, just give us that one instead. Like, I wish they were able to do that more, because yes, if Tiger's dead last, and let's say he shoots another near 82, I don't think he's going to do another 82.
I will say, you guys, I do remember, not only were there not just, because it's like you go to ESPN Plus, there's one featured group this year. The normal Amen Corner, and then the 13th, 14th, and 15th coverage at the Masters. On top of that, last year, I swear, they had at least four other featured groups covered. And so I don't know if they've just done a reduction in staff this year, but not only that, they had so many different features going on at the Masters. Like, Joe, you're talking about the start time, but at least with that delayed start time, sometimes they had some really good coverage. And I'm not talking boring Marty Smith interviews. I'm talking Mike Tirico at the clubhouse, Mike Tirico out, you know, where the $1.50 egg salad sandwiches are, showing you kind of what you're missing not being at the Masters. Last year, in 2023, I was sitting there with my wife, and even she, who's a pretty fair weather sports fan, is like, oh my God, this is very interesting. It's fun. It makes me want to be there.
Well, maybe that's what their like goal is with this coverage, is like, don't give them too much, because we want people to get, this is the Masters, this is Augusta, right? Like, you have to be here to experience.
So to decrease the amount from last year, though? No, you make it a great point,
as far as that
it
goes,
sucks.
But
it sucks. Not as much available.
Yesterday was just like, really? We have our leaders teeing off, and I can't watch it. I am forced to watch guys that don't have a chance at this point in the tournament.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's silly, and this is where I think it's important to be able to pivot, and, you know, especially in when we're talking television and compelling television. Like, if I don't want to watch a blowout, and again, I don't want to, if we're talking about golf, I want to see everybody. And when you're seeing everybody, you're seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's okay. Like, you can show all that, but don't give me, obviously, Tiger Woods, because he's Tiger Woods.
But again, when he's like this, it's like, dude.
Again, so, and that's what I'm saying. If I would rather see what Max Homa is able to do, you know, at this point, especially being, what, third on the leaderboard now? Like, yeah, show me that. You know, show me everybody, as opposed to just who you decided to put the spotlight on. Tiger doesn't need any more spotlight. I think he's had plenty, you know. And so now, this was an opportunity, especially as we're getting into this more digital age of everything, and you see now it used to be just Masters was on Channel 6. It used to be on CBS, and that was the only way you can see anything.
And again, the coverage today, I'm pretty sure it starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 4, so that way you can see the
leaders. It's not even tape delayed. Like, even if you showed me, like, what happened earlier, you know, like that would be cool, but you don't even get that part. So,
right now, currently, you can watch Woods and John Rahm's group, and then you can watch holes 4, 5, and 6. So the players come through there, Amen Corner, and then holes 15 and 16.
And here's the cool part. This is the most Masters coverage ever. Like, this is that's a lot of things to show, and you still aren't showing the most important part, which is the actual golfers playing.
Well, and sometimes just to make sure I'm not losing my mind, like, I jump on Twitter, right, and just search the latest tweets for Masters coverage or Masters broadcast to see what other people are saying. It's a consensus. Like, people are, there is not one, it's few and far between where people are like, oh, yeah, they're nailing this coverage right now. It's a lot of like, why can't I watch? Why is this being shown 15, 20, 30 minutes after this group is teed off? Why? Like, it's, and trust me, the Brits aren't happy either. Sky Sports is getting ripped a new one. People are not happy with the Sky Sports coverage over there in the UK. But again, it's frustrating. And again, seeing the live guys out there, that it frustrates me even more because of where things were a couple of years ago. The ratings have been decimated in golf over the last year. I believe they're like down 20% overall. But all can be saved today. It can all be made up to me if I win my Masters pool. If I can win myself some money, man.
What's it looking like? What's the
much better box than it was to start the day yesterday. Okay. I thought I had no chance. And then Pimento Cheese S ended up coming back, baby. And right now, it's looking good. We had, honestly, this was one of the more sacrilege things yesterday, was one of my buddies has Tiger Woods in his group. So I had to somewhat root for Tiger Woods to not play as well yesterday. I wasn't hoping he would shoot an 82, for God's sakes, but I did need Tiger not to play that well yesterday, and boy, he did not.
You got your wish.
That's not, I didn't want that.
He literally had the worst day that he's ever had.
I did not want that, all right? But right now, I'm one stroke off the lead, all right? I need Scotty to come through. Scotty Scheffler apparently is like, his wife might have a baby today. So that's going to be something to, I guess, keep an eye on. She's going to have a baby on the course. No.
Sure, their doctor's available.
Yeah. That'd be great. My child was born at Augusta.
Born to be great.
So he's the leader right now at the top of the leaderboard, 7 under. He could win his second gold jacket. Max Homa is up there as well at 5 under, but Colin Morikawa is in second place at 6 under par. So coverage starts for that right after our show, not here on the Fan, but it does start at 11 a.m. And the final group tees off at 11:35.
You know, lost in all this, it's been a really fun Masters to watch when you could get the good holes or catch the great moments. Like, it's been, I think they had some of the windiest conditions ever on Friday at that course in Augusta. So it's been entertaining, but yeah, it sucks that they don't have all the right featured groups.
Also, I don't know, it's just that this has been a tough course this week with the conditions, like you're saying, with the wind, and then yesterday the course was playing super hard. Like, dudes are scoring low. And it is, like, ugly. And someone on the coverage yesterday was saying, he's like, gosh, we need to give these fans something to cheer about. Because, I mean, they might have to start cheering for bogeys out there.
Let's make things more difficult at the Masters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's go ahead and throw in some wind and some other elements. So, yeah, I mean, it's been, for what you've been able to see, and mind you, I haven't watched nearly as much as either of you, but what we've been able to see, it's been fun when we've been able to see it. But, you know, I haven't been trying to watch, you know, Amen Corner or holes 4, 5, and 6 or anything that's online. Like, if it's not on TV at that point, then I'm kind of like, all right, bro, moving on.
Yeah. Again, I don't know what the reason is, and if it's, but there, to me, there should be no reason that CBS, whatever, should be locking down. The Golf Channel should be locking down the Masters. Like, we're starting at 8 a.m. and we're rolling through 4 p.m. all day.
Well, if you're saying Sky Sports has an issue, too, and people are getting on the Brits, I would assume, guys, it's like the Olympics where they offer the coverage themselves. Like, it's a single production group that gives everything, all the camera feeds, all the stuff to NBC, to ABC, to all the people worldwide in different countries. This might be on the people at Augusta, and whoever is hosting this at the Masters, it could be on them for limiting the production that people had this year. I don't know.
Yeah. I would like answers. I want answers, damn it.
You should write a, you know,
strongly worded letter to the Masters. Worded,
yeah.
Text Rop, see if he can ask questions while he's there today.
Yeah. Rop, the roving reporter at Augusta. I'm sure that's what he wants to do. What I do want to do next, though, is take a look at these this NBA playoff final day. The playoff scenarios on this final day. There's a lot, so we're not going to get to all of them. But we'll take a look at what's locked up, what's at stake today, because, again, 15 out of the 20 seeds in the NBA playoffs are up for grabs today on the final day of the regular season. We'll get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan, but Schultz, SportsCenter update. All right, it is the final day of the NBA season. One last quick golf note, because I was going off to Rashad in the break about Rory McIlroy and how he just drives me absolutely nuts when it comes to major golf. 2022, he finished second, and that was after a miracle chip-in from the bunker on 18 that lifted him to a second-place finish. He didn't really have a chance to win. I'm pretty sure Hideki had it locked up at that point. But two of the was it last year he missed the cut, and in 2021 he missed the cut at Augusta. So, like, this is my feelings on him, is that he had an insane run, and he just never really has gotten back up to that level when it comes to major golf. And it just is infuriating, because every major, it's like, I think this is the one that Rory gets. And he hasn't done it for like 10, 11 years since he won his last. So anyways, done. No more golf. I swear, Rashad. I know you want to keep going. I know you want to keep going, bud.
We can keep the conversation just going.
One stupid question. What was the last, not even major, when was the last PGA event that he won? Like,
well, he wins 2 to 3 a year. I mean, and it's like the CJ Cup is one of them.
He's winning like the Valero Texas Open kind of events.
And then
won
the Tour Championship a couple of years ago, where it's like all based off of points. And then you go into the tournament with, you know, like a higher score than your contemporaries if you finish it up higher in the standings. So, like, is Rory good at golf? Yes. Does he disappoint time and time again when it comes to major golf? Yes. Both things can be true. All right, NBA season is coming to a wrap today, and there's still a lot to be decided. Basically, the only things we know at this point are Celtics, very, very good. Number one seed locked in the East.
Right.
The 4-5 matchup in the West is set. You will get the Clippers taking on the Mavericks, which, talk about an intriguing series there. I mean,
I love that. I love that.
The Clippers should win, but they'll figure out a way not to, is how I feel. That's my personal opinion on that series.
I think in the past, yes. You know, maybe the Chris Paul-led Clippers.
There is. James Harden is on that team. Keep in mind.
James Harden is on that team. But, like, he's so good that people are making a big deal about the fact that he's not averaging 20. He's like, bro, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are both really
playing.
Putting in work and playing and putting in work.
What a concept.
Like, injuries are the only thing that are going to keep this Clippers team from moving forward in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Kawhi, I think I saw something that he was like 1.5% off from a 50-40-90 season this year.
That's insane.
Like, good for him, dude. I mean, way to have a healthy year, and even if you were healthy, way to play as much as you could.
Kawhi is, like, quietly, like, the perfect bet. Kawhi and Paul George.
Quietly? Boom! Come on. Come on. You didn't do that on purpose?
I did not, bro. Like,
best dad
I'm awesome,
of the week.
Though, but... Kawhi and Paul George, if you think about it, they are really perfect basketball players. Like, there's nothing that they can't do. They do everything. I can get to the basket easy. Middies, good. 3 points, good. Defense, good. I need to rise up on you and finish over you, good. Left hand, right hand at the rim, good. Like, they are really, like, when they were asking kids, I'm sure you saw this, who's your GOAT high school kids, like the best high school players in the nation? Most of them were saying Paul George. Paul George. Paul George. Like, he can do everything. Him and Kawhi are scary. So I think, like, again, injury is the only thing that's going to keep them from moving forward.
What is yet to be decided? In the West, the 1 through 3 seeds are still up for grabs. It could be Denver. It could be Minnesota. It could be Oklahoma City. All I know is if I'm in that, 6, 7, or 8 seed, I don't want to face Denver. That's the one team out of those three where I don't want that matchup to fall into place there, is wherever Denver ends up in that 1 to 3 scale, I do not want to face them. Minnesota, they're a great team. They're getting Carl Anthony back, so they're going to be healthy. Anthony Edwards has been amazing this year. He has risen up the charts as far as one of the most dominant, electrifying players in the league. And then the Thunder, I mean, they're just deep. They're young. They're fast. Full of energy. They're a fun team to watch. It's just they are very young and haven't been in this. They have not. Not only have they not been in the playoffs at all, they haven't been at this level where you have expectations now to not just like be competitive in a series, but to have NBA title aspirations at this point. So, I mean, we'll see where they end up on the seeding, but big year for a big playoff run for them as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to compare them, but the Warriors were young.
Yeah.
They'd never really been. They've had that one playoff series the year before. And then after that, it was almost 10 years of dominance for Golden State as far as what they were able to do. I'm looking at this OKC team. They're athletic. They're super young. And they're so young to where they don't know that they're not supposed to be able to compete right now. Like, I mean, everybody else looking at them going, they're so young. They're so young. They're not ready yet. And they're going, yeah, we are. Like, we're the number one seed. And it took this long to build this roster with SGA, and then you add a Chet who missed all of his rookie season, had to come back the next year. You add those Javen Ivies, all those guys. Like, this OKC team, I don't think anybody wants to play them in the playoffs. Like, they're really good. And I mean, really, their youth is the only thing that would stop them from doing anything. Minnesota is chippy. Minnesota, they play tough. I mean, which is crazy because I remember Jimmy Butler calling them soft. They ain't calling Cat soft, but Cat has figured out a way to really I think him being a number two now is the best thing that could have happened to Cat.
Yeah.
Clearly Anthony Edwards is the guy. And now Cat can go to like playing a secondary role. And oh, you forgot I could shoot threes, huh? Knockdown.
But I mean, as long as he's healthy, he's got to have a good
series.
That's
the only thing.
He's got to have a good series. Just to start, I think, to have that confidence, because he's had some duds in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Man.
And then Gobert is still an anchor. You know what I'm saying? He's still a defensive anchor that can change shots and block shots. I think Minnesota, I mean, is the second most complete team of those between them and Denver. Denver is Denver. I think this is probably their championship to lose this year, but yo, they're insane. But I think if Minnesota gets this number one seed, Chris Finch needs to be coach of the year. 100%.
So I'm kind of interested. Obviously, the number one seed's going to be crazy, but whoever does get the number two seed is most likely out of those three going to have to face off against the Phoenix Suns, unless just absolute chaos happens in the play-in. And I hate the play-in. In the East, there's two teams under 500 in the play-in with like the Bulls and the Hawks.
Oh, God, yeah.
I digress. I really cannot stand that we have allowed now 10 teams per league to have a chance at the playoffs. However, the Suns, I feel bad for them because they're two games better than the Lakers. They really should just be in the playoffs.
Well, I don't feel bad for the Suns, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I hate Devin Booker, but I digress. Like, the situation that they're in, I don't like. The Timberwolves, Denver Nuggets, Oklahoma City Thunder are all really good teams, but I do see the Phoenix Suns giving those teams problems, especially, not necessarily Denver, but I like Minnesota, I like OKC, but those teams, I feel like, could have a couple of matchup issues with Phoenix. I mean, Yusuf Nurkic, he's not great, but he's added some play down there. Like, basically, instead of having to dump the ball to DeAndre Ayton, they've now just allowed their guys to shoot. And it really does, I feel like, when Phoenix goes, frees up their offense to beat teams like Minnesota and OKC. So I wonder if you guys think that Phoenix is going to give them the number two team trouble, because I do.
Well, let's take a break and finish up talking about this in the next segment, because we're up against it, and I would love to talk a little bit more about the West and then also sum up the East as well. Because, yeah, there's just still a lot to be decided, not even from the play-in aspect. I mean, in the East, 5 through 8 still has to be sorted out. So still a lot to be decided here on this final NBA regular season games. We will get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Oh, dear God. Rashad.
I'm not saying nothing I haven't said before, bro.
All right, so let's keep it on track, all right? We don't want to go all over the place with what we're talking about.
A lot of jacking right now.
That is what's happening right now.
I'm in here spitting truth.
No, you're not.
I'm in here spitting truth. That's all it is.
Western Conference. All right. So what else has to be decided? The 6 and 7 seed. So basically a playoff spot versus a play-in spot. New Orleans and Phoenix are the two teams that are eligible for the 6 and 7 seed. So big games for them as far as like not even dealing with the play-in mess.
Forgot to set the mood, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh. Ground ball rock.
This hat. We're talking basketball. Playoff basketball.
Basketball. Yeah.
This is LeBron James aging past 40, and he's still amazing.
He did throw like a reverse windmill the other night, where I'm like, "Damn, dude! Like, what the hell?"
And I wish that he were on.
Damn, you're good. You guys must be at the top of the standings or something.
Mm. I mean,
Darvin Ham sucks.
Depends on where the top is.
Top of the play-in, possibly.
And that shows the LeBron, LeBron effect. You don't have to be a great coach to get to the playoffs if you're LeBron. You don't have to.
They might not even get to the playoffs.
They might not, but they're going to get to the play-in, which is like a playoff.
Do you see the clip on Twitter of LeBron just walking away from the huddle as Darvin Ham was drawing up a play?
Not listening to you.
No, not listening. Austin Reeves kind of followed him. Nobody on that team.
I can't listen to anybody that I cooked on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you played against LeBron played against Darvin Ham and cooked him on offense. I can't listen to you, bro.
That'd be tough.
I can't listen to you.
Do as I say, LeBron. I'm sorry. Not as I do.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. The rest of the play-in for the West. The 8, 9, and 10 seeds have yet to be decided between the Lakers, Warriors, and Kings. I just pray that the Warriors are promptly eliminated and the Lakers are promptly eliminated. I hope neither of those teams make the playoffs.
I don't want a Heat situation for the West from last year.
Oh, well, that's not. No, that, hey, trust me, but that's not going to happen.
No,
neither of those teams are going to make a run.
Thank God. I don't think that's happening at all?
I don't want to even see them in the playoffs because the NBA has a terrible time. They're kind of like golf where it's just like, let's hang on to Tiger Woods as long as possible. Let's hang on to LeBron and the Warriors and these two franchises for as long as possible when they're literally fighting for their playoff lives. So don't make the playoffs. And if they do, get the 8 seed and then promptly swept by the Nuggets. Thank you. 1-2-3 Bahamas. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a team of those that was going to make a run, I think we all think it would be Golden State. Like,
really?
If there one of them was to make this run, I trust the Warriors more than I trust Darvin Ham and the Lakers.
Yeah, I'd put it on Kerr. I think he could wrangle those guys together.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you still got Steve Kerr, you still got Steph Curry, and then Kuminga is probably your second best player overall right now.
I'm not even going to put this energy out into the world that is even a possibility.
I'm not saying they will, but if there was a team that was going to do it, I would put my money on Golden State.
Not having it. Not having this S. Eastern Conference. We've said this a month or so ago. If the Celtics do not just work their way through the East and end up in the NBA Finals, like with only losing 3 or 4 games, like there should be no other team that pushes them in the playoffs.
The thing about the playoff basketball is it's a lot of half court offense. Like you're gonna see some runs and everything like that, but you're gonna see guys that really have to step up at the end of games and, you know, at the end of the shot clock and make buckets. Jason Tatum does not play well in clutch time, crunch time games, you know, when the game is close at the end of the game.
This Celtics team will blow a 20-point lead at some point. That's what I'm saying. Like,
if you can keep it close with the Celtics, you know, then I think you've got a good chance and maybe knocking them off. So I do see a Milwaukee potentially, you know, if Giannis is healthy.
Seven-game series are just so different, though. It's, you know,
it's
if you can
match.
Get him once, like, hell yeah, all right, we got him. But to be able to beat the Celtics team 4 times over a 7-game series,
I think the first round needs to go back to best of 5 anyway.
It should. Oh, I 100%
agree with you. Best of 5. Because game one, you lose game two, it really means nothing. It's cool. Back to even, whatever. But you lose game one in a 5-game series, I'm not saying it's panic time, but yeah, it's time to figure out how the hell we fix this.
I agree with you guys 1,000%. It's never going to happen, though. Love that money.
Yeah,
extra
exactly.
games. It sucks. But I don't want that either.
2 through 4 seed still to be decided in the East between Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the Great Land, New York Knicks, and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland?
Yes. Cleveland has a chance. I believe if it ends in a 3-way tie, Cleveland does get the 2 seed. But also, what is yet to be decided is 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those seeds are all still up for grabs. The only things decided in the East are the Celtics at 1, the Bulls at 9, and the Hawks at 10. And I swear to God, if either of those teams somehow make it into the playoffs, like, those two were clearly the worst teams of playoff eligible teams out of either of these conferences.
Chicago's back in the playoffs. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. So the fact that they even get a chance, this is part of the play-in problem, is why?
They are 24.
Why do we need to see the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks play each other for a potential playoff spot?
Because it's compelling basketball.
24 games out of first place? Really? That's compelling for you?
For someone.
I almost swore. That's bullshit.
Not for me, but, man, yeah, the East isn't as... People think the East is bad, man. The East has a bunch of really, really good teams, man. Nobody knows it. Cleveland is cold. Cleveland, man, Donovan Mitchell, arguably the most disrespected and underrated star.
He's healthy. He's healthy.
Man, Donovan Mitchell this year is putting up damn near 27 points, you know, almost 7 assists. Like, there's a reason that this Cavaliers team is playing so well. And then you throw in, you know, all the other, like the Darius Garlands.
We got Caris LeVert off the bench.
Evan Mobley. Like, yeah. Come on, man. This Cavaliers team is
Larry
scary.
Hughes. And, oh, wait.
We know what Donovan Mitchell can do in the playoffs. He gets to the playoffs, and he has almost a Jamal Murray-esque kind of, you know, feel to him once he gets there. We've seen him do some pretty amazing things, huh?
Yeah, you seen that Donovan Mitchell? Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is the final day of the NBA season. One last quick golf note, because I was going off to Rashad in the break about Rory McIlroy and how he just drives me absolutely nuts when it comes to major golf. 2022, he finished second, and that was after a miracle chip-in from the bunker on 18 that lifted him to a second-place finish. He didn't really have a chance to win. I'm pretty sure Hideki had it locked up at that point. But two of the was it last year he missed the cut, and in 2021 he missed the cut at Augusta. So, like, this is my feelings on him, is that he had an insane run and he just never really has gotten back up to that level when it comes to major golf. And it just is infuriating, because every major, it's like, I think this is the one that Rory gets. And he hasn't done it for like 10, 11 years since he won his last. So anyways, done. No more golf. I swear, Rashad. I know you want to keep going. I know you want to keep going, bud.
We can keep the conversation going.
One stupid question. What was the last, not even major, when was the last PGA event that he won? Like,
well, he wins 2 to 3 a year. I mean, and it's like the CJ Cup is one of them.
He's winning like the Valero Texas Open kind of events.
And then he won the tour championship a couple of years ago, where it's like all based off of points, and then you go into the tournament with, you know, like a higher score than your contemporaries if you finish it up higher in the standings. So, like, is Rory good at golf? Yes. Does he disappoint time and time again when it comes to major golf? Yes. Both things can be true. All right, NBA season is coming to a wrap today, and there's still a lot to be decided. Basically, the only things we know at this point are Celtics, very, very good. Number one seed locked in the East.
Right.
The 4-5 matchup in the West is set. You will get the Clippers taking on the Mavericks, which talk about an intriguing series there.
I love that. I love that.
The Clippers should win, but they'll figure out a way not to, is how I feel. That's my personal opinion on that series.
I think in the past, yes. You know, maybe the Chris Paul-led Clippers.
There is. James Harden is on that team, keep in mind.
James Harden is on that team, but like, he's so good that people are making a big deal about the fact that he's not averaging 20. He's like, bro, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are both really
playing.
Putting in work and playing and putting in work.
What a concept.
Like, injuries are the only thing that are going to keep this Clippers team from moving forward in the playoffs.
That is... Kawhi, I think I saw something that he was like 1.5% off from a 50-40-90 season this year.
That's insane.
Like, good for him, dude. I mean, way to have a healthy year, and even if you were healthy, way to play as much as you could.
Kawhi is, like, quietly, like, the perfect back. Kawhi and Paul George.
Quietly? Boom! Come on. You didn't do that on purpose?
I did not, bro. Like,
best dad joke of the week.
But, Kawhi and Paul George, if you think about it, they are really perfect basketball players. Like, there's nothing that they can't do. They do everything. I can get to the basket easy. Middies, good. 3 points, good. The defense, good. I need to rise up on you and finish over you, good. Left hand, right hand at the rim, good. Like, they are really, like, when they were asking kids, I'm sure you saw this, who's your GOAT high school kids, like the best high school players in the nation? Most of them were saying Paul George. Like, he can do everything. Him and Kawhi are scary. So I think, like, again, injury is the only thing that's going to keep them from moving forward.
What is yet to be decided? In the West, the 1-3 seeds are still up for grabs. It could be Denver. It could be Minnesota. It could be Oklahoma City. All I know is if I'm in that, 6, 7, or 8 seed, I don't want to face Denver. That's the one team out of those three where I don't want that matchup to fall into place there, is wherever Denver ends up in that 1-3 scale, I do not want to face them. Minnesota, they're a great team. They're getting Carl Anthony back, so they're going to be healthy. Anthony Edwards has been amazing this year. He has risen up the charts as far as one of the most dominant, electrifying players in the league. And then the Thunder, I mean, they're just deep. They're young. They're fast, full of energy. They're a fun team to watch. It's just they are very young and haven't been in this. They have not. Not only have they not been in the playoffs at all, they haven't been at this level where you have expectations now to not just like be competitive in a series, but to have NBA title aspirations at this point. So, I mean, we'll see where they end up on the seeding, but big year for a big playoff run for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to compare them, but the Warriors were young.
Yeah.
They'd never really been. They've had that one playoff series the year before, and then after that, it was almost 10 years of dominance for Golden State as far as what they were able to do. I'm looking at this OKC team. They're athletic. They're super young, and they're so young to where they don't know that they're not supposed to be able to compete right now. Like, I mean, everybody else looking at them going, they're so young, they're not ready yet. And they're going, yeah, we are. Like, we're the number one seed. And it took this long to build this roster with SGA. And then you add a Chet who missed all of his rookie season, had to come back the next year. You add those Javen Ivies, all those guys. Like, this OKC team, I don't think anybody wants to play them in the playoffs. Like, they're really good. And, I mean, really, their youth is the only thing that would stop them from doing anything. Minnesota is chippy. Minnesota, they play tough, I mean, which is crazy because I remember Jimmy Butler calling them soft. They ain't calling Kat soft, but Kat has figured out a way to really – I think him being a number two now is the best thing that could have happened to Kat.
Yeah.
Clearly, Anthony Edwards is the guy, and now Kat can go to, like, playing a secondary role. And, oh, you forgot I could shoot threes, huh? Knockdown.
But, I mean, as long as he's healthy, he's got to have a good series.
That's the only thing.
He's got to have a good series just to start, I think, to have that confidence because he's had some duds in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Man, so.
And then Gobert is still an anchor. You know what I'm saying? He's still a defensive anchor that can change shots and block shots. I think Minnesota, I mean – is the second most complete team of those between them and Denver. Denver is Denver. I think this is probably their championship to lose this year. But yo, they're insane. But I think the if Minnesota gets this number one seed, Chris Finch needs to be coach of the year, 100%.
So I'm kind of interested. Obviously, the number one seed's going to be crazy, but whoever does get the number two seed is most likely out of those three going to have to face off against the Phoenix Suns unless just absolute chaos happens in the play-in. And I hate the play-in. In the East, there's two teams under 500 in the play-in with like the Bulls and the Hawks.
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
I digress. I really cannot stand that we have allowed now 10 teams per league to have a chance at the playoffs. However, the Suns, I feel bad for them because they're two games better than the Lakers. They really should just be in the playoffs.
Well, I don't feel bad for the Suns, but I hear what you're saying. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I hate Devin Booker, but I digress. Like, the situation that they're in, I don't like. The Timberwolves, Denver Nuggets, Oklahoma City Thunder are all really good teams, but I do see the Phoenix Suns giving those teams problems, especially, not necessarily Denver, but I like Minnesota, I like OKC. But those teams, I feel like, could have a couple of matchup issues with Phoenix. I mean, Yusuf Nurkic, he's not great, but he's added some play down there. Like, basically, instead of having to dump the ball to DeAndre Ayton, they've now just allowed their guys to shoot. And it really does, I feel like, when Phoenix goes, frees up their offense to beat teams like Minnesota and OKC. So I wonder if you guys think that Phoenix is going to give the number two team trouble, because I do.
Well, let's take a break and finish up talking about this in the next segment, because we're up against it, and I would love to talk a little bit more about the West and then also sum up the East as well. Because, yeah, there's just still a lot to be decided, not even from the play-in aspect. I mean, in the East, 5 through 8 still has to be sorted out. So still a lot to be decided here on this final NBA regular season games. We will get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, dear God. Rashad.
I'm not saying nothing I haven't said before, bro.
All right, so let's keep it on track. All right, we don't want to go all over the place with what we're talking about.
Body jacking right now.
That's what's happening right now.
I'm in here spitting truth.
No, you're not.
I'm in here spitting truth. That's all it is.
Western Conference. All right. So what else has to be decided? The 6 and 7 seed. So basically a playoff spot versus a play-in spot. New Orleans and Phoenix are the two teams that are eligible for the 6 and 7 seed. So big games for them as far as like not even dealing with the play-in mess.
Forgot right? to set the mood, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, round ball rock.
We're talking basketball. Playoff
basketball. Yeah.
This is LeBron James aging past 40. And he's still amazing.
Well, he did throw like a reverse windmill the other night where I'm like, damn, dude. Like, what the hell?
And I wish that he were on a
team. Damn, you're good. You guys must be at the top of the standings or something.
I mean,
Darvin Ham sucks.
Depends on where the top is.
Top of the play-in, possibly.
And that shows the LeBron, LeBron effect. You don't have to be a great coach to get to the playoffs if you're LeBron. You don't have to.
They might not even get to the playoffs.
They might not, but they're going to get to the play-in, which is like a playoff.
Do you see the clip on Twitter of LeBron just walking away from the huddle as Darvin Ham was drawing up a play?
Not listening to you.
No, bro. Not listening. Austin Reeves kind of followed him. Nobody on that team.
I can't listen to anybody that I cooked on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you played against LeBron played against Darvin Ham and cooked him on offense, I can't listen to you, bro.
That'd be tough.
I can't listen to you.
Do as I say, LeBron. I'm sorry. Not as I do.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. The rest of the plan for the West, the 8, 9, and 10 seeds have yet to be decided between the Lakers, Warriors, and Kings. I just pray that the Warriors are promptly eliminated and the Lakers are promptly eliminated. I hope neither of those teams make the playoffs.
I don't want a Heat situation for the West from last year.
Oh, well, that's not nothing. Hey, trust me, but that's not going to happen.
No,
neither of those teams are going to make a run.
Thank God. I don't think that's happening at all.
I don't want to even see them in the playoffs because the NBA has a terrible time. They're kind of like golf, where it's just like, let's hang on to Tiger Woods as long as possible. Let's hang on to LeBron and the Warriors and these two franchises for as long as possible when they're literally fighting for their playoff lives. So don't make the playoffs, and if they do, get the 8 seed and then promptly swept by the Nuggets. Thank you, 1-2-3 Bahamas. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a team of those that was going to make a run, I think we all think it would be Golden State. Like,
really?
If there one of them was to make this run, I trust the Warriors more than I trust Darvin Ham and the Lakers.
Yeah, I'd put it on Kerr. I think he could actually wrangle those guys together.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you still got Steve Kerr, you still got Steph Curry, and then Kuminga is probably your second best player overall right now.
I'm not even going to put this energy out into the world that is even a possibility.
I'm saying they will, but okay. If there was a team that was going to do it, I would put my money on Golden State.
Not having it. Not having this S. Eastern Conference. We've said this a month or so ago. If the Celtics do not just work their way through the East and end up in the NBA Finals, like, with only losing three or four games, like, there should be no other team that pushes them in the playoffs.
The thing about the playoff basketball is it's a lot of half court offense. Like, you're gonna see some runs and everything like that, but you're gonna see guys that really have to step up at the end of games and, you know, at the end of the shot clock and make buckets. Jason Tatum does not play well in clutch time, crunch time games, you know, when the game is close at the end of the game.
This Celtics team will blow a 20-point lead at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can keep it close with the Celtics, you know, then I think you've got a good chance and maybe knocking them off. So I do see a Milwaukee potentially, you know, if Giannis is healthy.
Seven-game series are just so different, though. It's, you know, if you can get them once, like, hell yeah, all right, we got him. But to be able to beat the Celtics team four times over a seven-game series,
I think the first round needs to go back to best of five anyway.
It should. Oh, I 100%
agree
with
you. Best of five. Because you lose game one, game two, it really means nothing. It's cool. Back to even, whatever. But you lose game one in a five-game series, I'm not saying it's panic time, but yeah, it's time to figure out how the hell we fix this.
I agree with you guys 1,000%. It's never going to happen, though. Love that money.
Yeah,
extra
exactly.
Games. It sucks. But I don't want that either.
2-4 seed still to be decided in the East between Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the Great Land, New York Knicks, and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland?
Yes. Cleveland has a chance. I believe if it ends in a three-way tie, Cleveland does get the 2 seed. But also, what is yet to be decided is 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those seeds are all still up for grabs. The only things decided in the East are the Celtics at 1, the Bulls at 9, and the Hawks at 10. And I swear to God, if either of those teams somehow make it into the playoffs, like, those two were clearly the worst teams of playoff eligible teams out of either of these conferences.
Chicago's back in the playoffs. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. So the fact that they even get a chance, this is part of the play-in problem, is why?
They are 24.
Why do we need to see the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks play each other for a potential playoff spot?
Because it's compelling basketball.
24 games out of first place? Really? That's compelling for you?
For someone.
I almost swore. That's bullshit.
Not for me, but... Man, yeah, the East isn't as... People think the East is bad, man. The East has a bunch of really, really good teams, man. Nobody knows it. Cleveland is cold. Cleveland, man, Donovan Mitchell, arguably the most disrespected and underrated star.
And he's healthy. He's healthy. He's back. Healthy.
Man, Donovan Mitchell this year is putting up damn near 27 points, you know, almost 7 assists. Like, there's a reason that this Cavaliers team is playing so well. And then you throw in, you know, all the other... Like the Darius Garlands.
We got Caris LeVert off the bench.
Evan Mobley. Like, yeah. Come on, man. This Cavaliers team is
Larry
scary.
Hughes.
And
oh, wait.
We know what Donovan Mitchell can do in the playoffs. He gets to the playoffs, and he has almost a Jamal Murray-esque kind of, you know, feel to him once he gets there. We've seen him do some pretty amazing things, huh?
Yeah, you seen that Donovan Mitchell? Oh, yeah.
Donovan
yeah.
Mitchell knows what he's doing in the playoffs.
He sure does.
Yeah. I add that with the rim protector like Jared Allen. There's no reason that the Cavaliers can't make it to the second round. Maybe even the conference finals.
One of my favorite playoff series of all time was the Jazz Nuggets in the bubble. That
killers,
one they were
yes,
just
when
man,
they were going at each other.
That was a great playoff
yes.
series.
Hot take that's not so hot. Cleveland will get further than Milwaukee in the playoffs. I don't think Milwaukee's getting past the first round.
Milwaukee's healthy, man. They're a great team.
They're healthy, yeah.
Yeah, it's and I mean Milwaukee. We've seen them all year. They are just the model of consistency, aren't
right?
they?
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you brought in. Doc Rivers is the model of consistency.
Well,
he's consistently bad, and there's a reason that this team they should have been killing. They were killing before they made that change at head coach, and now since they've got in Doc Rivers, they are the definition of mediocre.
They may not have Giannis,
and with Giannis out potentially, yeah. you know, yeah. for some of those games, we know. Unfortunately, that Dame is great, but maybe not enough to get you over the hump, you know, just him. Do I trust just Dame and Chris Middleton to get you through the first round potentially of the playoffs? Not really.
So the 5 through 8, just real quickly to wrap this up, 5 through 8 seeds are still to be decided between the Magic, the Pacers, the 76ers, who just got Joel Embiid back. That's so that will be intriguing there. And then, of course, the Miami Heat and playoff Jimmy Butler. We'll see if the Heat are able to make a deep run. Again, it's like you don't want to be the 8 seed in the Eastern Conference having to face the Celtics right away. But being the 7 or 6 where you face the Bucks or the Knicks, possibly, like, yeah, those are two matchups, especially with the Knicks not having Julius Randle anymore. And then, as you mentioned, with Giannis's injury, it's like that's where a team like the 76ers or the Heat, where they can maybe get an upset in the first round,
right,
and find themselves in the Eastern semi-conference finals and possibly the conference finals.
I will tell you this. The Celtics do not want to play. The Celtics or Milwaukee, if they end up in the 2 seed, they do not want to play Jimmy Butler in the first round.
See,
Jimmy Butler is the Milwaukee's kryptonite. Milwaukee's beaten them once. I think Jimmy has pretty much put it on them every time they played, except for the championship year Milwaukee had.
And with the Celtics, I am just hanging my hat on they were the best team, only 60-win team this year, dominant, that it really, I don't care who they face in the first round, whether it is the Heat or the 76ers, they're going to beat them.
Remember that year Dallas had the best record in the league and Dirk
lost won the
MVP
State Warriors,
and then they lost in the first round?
BD, Baron Davis.
I can absolutely see the 76ers or the Heat being the team to put either Milwaukee or the Celtics out.
There's a reason that Tyrese Maxey was untouchable in a possible Damian Lillard to Sixers trade. Remember, before the actual deal happened, there were whispers of him to Philly, and it was like, well, if Tyrese Maxey were included, absolutely, but they said no. And yeah, when he's scoring 35 and Joel Embiid scoring 30, they're pretty unstoppable.
Yeah, they're pretty good, right?
All right, in classic sports radio terms, we'll see what happens. We got a lot of basketball to be played today, but let's tie a bow on this Blazer season. Thank God. We start hour number 2 next, right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, dear God. Rashad.
I'm not saying nothing I haven't said before, bro.
All right, so let's keep it on track, all right? We don't want to go all over the place with what we're talking about.
A lot of jacking right now.
That's what's happening right now.
I'm in here spitting truth.
No, you're not.
I'm in here spitting truth. That's all it is.
Western Conference. All right. So what else has to be decided? The 6 and 7 seed. So basically a playoff spot versus a play-in spot. New Orleans and Phoenix are the two teams that are eligible for the 6 and 7 seed. So big games for them as far as like not even dealing with the play-in mess.
Forgot right? to set the mood, guys. Sorry about that. Oh.
Round ball rock.
We're talking basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah.
This is LeBron James aging past 40. And he's still amazing.
Well, he did throw like a reverse windmill the other night where I'm like, damn, dude. Like, what the hell?
And I wish that he were on a
damn, team. You're good. You guys must be at the top of the standings or something.
I mean.
Darvin Ham sucks.
Depends on where the top is.
Top of the play-in. Possibly.
And that shows the, you know, that shows the LeBron LeBron effect. You don't have to be a great coach to get to the playoffs if you're LeBron. You don't have to be
They might not even get to the playoffs.
They might not, but they're going to get to the play-in, which is like a playoff.
Do you see the clip on Twitter of LeBron just walking away from the huddle as Darvin Ham was drawing up a play?
Not listening to you.
No, though. Not listening. Austin Reeves kind of followed him. Nobody
listen,
on that
I
team.
I can't listen to anybody that I cooked on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you played against LeBron played against Darvin Ham. And cooked him on offense. I can't listen to you, bro.
That'd be tough.
I can't listen to you.
Do as I say, LeBron. I'm sorry. Not as I do.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. The rest of the play-in for the West. The 8, 9, and 10 seeds have yet to be decided between the Lakers, Warriors, and Kings. I just pray that the Warriors are promptly eliminated and the Lakers are promptly eliminated. I hope neither of those teams make the playoffs.
I don't want a Heat situation for the West from last year.
Oh, well, that's not. Hey, trust me, but that's not going to happen.
No,
neither of those teams are going to make a run.
Thank God. But I don't think that's happening at all?
I don't want to even see them in the playoffs because the NBA has a terrible time. They're kind of like golf where it's just like, let's hang on to Tiger Woods as long as possible. Let's hang on to LeBron and the Warriors and these two franchises for as long as possible when they're literally fighting for their playoff lives. So don't make the playoffs. And if they do, get the 8 seed and then promptly swept by the Nuggets. Thank you. 1-2-3 Bahamas. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a team of those that was going to make a run, I think we all think it would be Golden State. Like,
really?
If they're one of them was to make this run, I trust the Warriors more than I trust Darvin Ham and the Lakers.
Yeah, I'd put it on Kerr. I think he can wrangle those guys together.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you still got Steve Kerr, you still got Steph Curry, and then Kuminga is probably your second best player overall right now.
I'm not even going to put this energy out into the world that is even a possibility.
I'm saying they will, but okay. If there was a team that was going to do it, I would put my money on Golden State.
Not having it. Not having this S. Eastern Conference. We've said this a month or so ago. If the Celtics do not just work their way through the East and end up in the NBA Finals, like with only losing 3 or 4 games, like there should be no other team that pushes them in the playoffs.
The thing about the playoff basketball is it's a lot of half court offense. Like you're gonna see some runs and everything like that, but you're gonna see guys that really have to step up at the end of games and, you know, at the end of the shot clock and make buckets. Jason Tatum does not play well in clutch time, crunch time games, you know, when the game is close at the end of the game.
This Celtics team will blow a 20-point lead at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can keep it close with the Celtics, you know, then I think you've got a good chance and maybe knocking them off. So I do see a Milwaukee potentially, you know, if Giannis is healthy.
Seven-game series are just so different, though. It's, you know,
it's
if you can get them once, like, hell yeah, all right, we got him. But to be able to beat the Celtics team 4 times over a 7-game series,
I think the first round needs to go back to best of 5 anyway.
It should. Oh, I 100%
agree
with you.
Go back to best of 5. Because game 1, you lose game 1, game 2, it really means nothing. It's cool. Back to even, whatever. But you lose game 1 in a 5-game series. I'm not saying it's panic time, but yeah, it's time to figure out how the hell we fix this.
I agree with you guys 1,000%. It's never going to happen, though. Love that money.
Yeah,
extra
exactly.
games. It sucks. But I don't want that either.
2 through 4 seed still to be decided in the East between Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the Great Land, New York Knicks, and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland?
Yes. Cleveland has a chance. I believe if it ends in a 3-way tie, Cleveland does get the 2 seed. But also, what is yet to be decided is 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those seeds are all still up for grabs. The only things decided in the East are the Celtics at 1, the Bulls at 9, and the Hawks at 10. And I swear to God, if either of those teams somehow make it into the playoffs, like, those two were clearly the worst teams of playoff eligible teams out of either of these conferences.
Chicago's back in the playoffs. Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No. So the fact that they even get a chance, this is part of the play-in problem, is why?
They are 24.
Why do we need to see the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks play each other for a potential playoff spot?
Because it's compelling basketball.
24 games out of first place? Really? That's compelling for you?
For someone.
I almost swore. That's bullshit.
Not for me, but, man, yeah. The East isn't as... People think the East is bad, man. The East has a bunch of really, really good teams, man. Nobody knows it. Cleveland is cold. Cleveland, man. Donovan Mitchell, arguably the most disrespected and underrated star.
He's healthy.
Star
he's healthy. He's,
and he's
back.
Healthy. Man, Donovan Mitchell this year is putting up damn near 27 points, you know, almost 7 assists. Like, there's a reason that this Cavaliers team is playing so well. And then you throw in, you know, all the other, like, the Darius Garlands.
You got Caris LeVert off the bench.
Evan Mobley. Like, yeah. Come on, man. This Cavaliers team is
Larry
scary.
Hughes. And, oh, wait.
We know what Donovan Mitchell can do in the playoffs. He gets to the playoffs, and he has almost a Jamal Murray-esque kind of, you know, feel to him once he gets there. We've seen him do some pretty amazing things, huh?
Yeah, you seen that Donovan Mitchell? Oh, yeah.
Donovan
yeah.
Mitchell knows what he's doing in the playoffs.
He sure does.
Yeah. I add that with a rim protector like Jared Allen. There's no reason that the Cavaliers can't make it to the second round, maybe even the conference finals.
One of my favorite playoff series of all time was the Jazz Nuggets in the bubble. That
killings,
one they were
yes,
just
when
man,
they were going at each other.
That was a great playoff yes. series.
Hot take that's not so hot. Cleveland will get further than Milwaukee in the playoffs. I don't think Milwaukee's getting past the first round.
Milwaukee's healthy, man. They're a great team.
They're healthy, yeah.
Yeah, it's and I mean Milwaukee, we've seen them all year. They are just the model of consistency, aren't
right?
they?
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you brought in. Doc Rivers is the model of consistency.
Well,
he's consistently bad, and there's a reason that this team, they should have been killing. They were killing before they made that change at head coach. And now since they've got in Doc Rivers, they are the definition of mediocre.
They may not have Giannis.
And with Giannis out, potentially, yeah. you know, yeah. for some of those games, we know, unfortunately, that Dame is great, but maybe not enough to get you over the hump, you know, just him. Do I trust just Dame and Chris Middleton to get you through the first round potentially of the playoffs? Not really.
So the 5-8, just real quickly to wrap this up, 5-8 seeds are still to be decided between the Magic, the Pacers, the 76ers, who just got Joel Embiid back.
That's
so that will be
news.
Intriguing there. And then, of course, the Miami Heat and playoff Jimmy Butler. We'll see if the Heat are able to make a deep run. Again, it's like you don't want to be the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference having to face the Celtics right away, but being the 7 or 6 where you face the Bucks or the Knicks, possibly, like, yeah. those are two matchups, especially with the Knicks not having Julius Randle anymore. And then, as you mentioned, with Giannis's injury, it's like that's where a team like the 76ers or the Heat, where they can maybe get an upset in the first round
right.
and find themselves in the Eastern semi-conference finals and possibly the conference finals.
I will tell you this. The Celtics do not want to play. The Celtics or Milwaukee, if they end up in the 2-seed, they do not want to play Jimmy Butler in the first round.
See,
there's some. Jimmy Butler is the Milwaukee's kryptonite. Milwaukee's beaten them once. I think Jimmy has pretty much put it on them every time they played, except for the championship year Milwaukee had.
And with the Celtics, I am just hanging my hat on. They were the best team, only 60-win team this year, dominant. That it really, I don't care who they face in the first round, whether it is the Heat or the 76ers, they're going to beat them.
Remember that year Dallas had the best record in the league and Dirk won the MVP,
State Warriors.
And then they lost in the first round.
To like, my boy BD, Baron Davis.
I could absolutely see the 76ers or the Heat being the team to put either Milwaukee or the Celtics up.
There's a reason that Tyrese Maxey was untouchable in a possible Damian Lillard to Sixers trade. Remember, before the actual deal happened, there were whispers of him mm-hmm. to Philly, and it was like, well, if Tyrese Maxey were included, absolutely, but they said no. And yeah, when he's scoring 35 and Joel Embiid scoring 30, they're pretty unstoppable.
Yeah, they're pretty good, right?
All right, in classic sports radio terms, we'll see what happens. We got a lot of basketball to be played today, but let's tie a bow on this Blazer season. Thank God. We start hour number two next, right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.